Very good, thank you. If we could all stand and sing hymn number 535, In the Circle of Each Home. Father, we thank you for bringing us here today and open our minds to your word. We thank you for each and every mother in here and what vital part they play in the circle of our homes and every day. Everything they do for us, every little thing that we don't even realize. Please lead us and guide us and bring us back next week. Amen. Happy Mother's Day.
Well, good morning. Happy Mother's Day to every mother here this morning. It's a good day to celebrate the role that they play in our lives and that they've played in our lives. If your mother has gone on to the Lord, then we lift them up in memory, but we lift those up here today in honor, and we do that before God. And what a wonderful day it is to do that. Welcome to Center Friends. For our visitors, we are love to have you here, and we would love for you to fill out a visitor's card there if it's been a while, so we can get your name and email address, and we can get you some information, our newsletter, and other things that are happening here at Center. So if you would fill that out and place that in the offering plate, that'd be great. Also, if there are any announcements we'll go over this morning, are there any that need to be announced that aren't in the bulletin?
On behalf of Quaker Men and Quaker Lake Camp, we'd like to thank everyone who's contributed to the Quaker Lake Golf Tournament, which will be next Saturday. So you still have a chance to contribute if you like. We can still, I think at last tabulation, we had about 99 whole sponsors. So if you want to be the 100, we'd be glad to have it. That is next Saturday, and if we could have a short meeting with Quaker Men at the Rise of Worship down front.
All right, Quaker Men, just a quick meeting down front to discuss the golf tournament next week.
And please don't forget that next Sunday, right after worship, we're having a baked potato and soup lunch for as a fundraiser to raise money for our kids here at Center to go to Quaker Lake this summer. So please make plans to join us for lunch next Sunday, right after worship in the fellowship hall for soup and baked potato.
I'll also let you know that there'll be no senior meal this month, so that will not be happening this month. Also, we have our Mother's Day recognition bulletins that are both at both entrances. You can pick those up as you leave and see what folks have donated in honor or memory of a special mother or woman in their life. So you can pick those up at each entrance on your exit out. I will point out that in the bulletin, we do need names of graduates that are coming up that needs to be given to the Christian Education Committee. Whitney covered the baked potato soup lunch, baked potato and soup lunch. There we go. And also, I will let you know the AP testing is still going on this week, so the fellowship hall and kitchen are off limits. We cannot interrupt that, or the College Board will come and get us, and the kids will have to retake the tests, and then they'll come and get us. So please be mindful of that during school hours, 7 to 5, that the fellowship hall and the kitchen will be off limits. And also, May 26th is our FEMAP collection, so go out and purchase those items listed in the bulletin there on the far right. At the bottom, and get prepared for the youth to collect those the last Sunday in May. Any other announcements? If not, will our ushers come forward, please, for offerings. Let us pray over our blessings. Father, we come to you today as a body of believers, as a group of your children. We come today in special recognition of the mothers in our lives, those that you've placed in the world that has given life to us through you. Lord, as we collect our offerings today, that we receive guidance from you, that we place those in your hands so that we can continue to bless those around us. We can continue to spread the message of the gospel, that we can continue to honor those who have given so much to us, so that we can continue their legacy here from Center onto the world. And we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. I'm going to ask Brandy Ward to come up. She will do our Mother's Day recognition as part of our special events committee.
Good morning. I would like to ask all of the mothers to please stand up. First off, happy Mother's Day. Thank you all for being here. We're going to switch it up a little bit this year. I know in years past we've done oldest mother, mother with most here, youngest mother. So instead, I'm going to rattle off a list of things. If you've done any of these in the last 48 hours, stay standing. If you haven't, then sit down. Cook dinner. Wash dishes. Do laundry. Change sheets. Mow. We're down to three.
Four.
Five. Okay.
Have you mowed?
Yeah.
Ran a weed whacker? Weed eater? Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, congratulations. You get to take one of these home with you today. And then who was our last runner up?
They all sat down.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, I have a little poem, or as Nick says, this isn't a poem because it doesn't rhyme, but we'll give it a shot. If you give a mom a muffin, if you give a mom a muffin, she'll want a cup of coffee to go with it. She'll pour herself some, her three-year-old will spill the coffee, she'll wipe it up. Wiping up the floor, she'll find dirty socks, she'll remember that she has to do laundry. When she puts the laundry in the washer, she'll trip over the boots, bump into the freezer. Bumping into the freezer will remind her that she has to plan for supper. She will get out a pound of hamburger. She will look for her cookbook, 101 things to do with a pound of hamburger. The cookbook is sitting under a pile of mail. She'll see the phone bill, which is due tomorrow. She will look for her checkbook. The checkbook is in her purse that is being dumped out by her two-year-old. She'll smell something funny. She'll change the two-year-old's diaper. While she's changing the diaper, the phone will ring. Her five-year-old will answer and hang up. She'll remember that she wants to phone a friend for coffee. Thinking of coffee will remind her that she was going to have a cup. And chances are, if she has a cup of coffee, her kids will have eaten the muffin that went with it. Happy Mother's Day.
Children's moments now, so all the kids will come down. Do y'all know what today is? What's special about today?
It's Mother's Day.
It's Mother's Day. That's right. Well, I'm going to ask y'all some questions. I need your help figuring something out. At your house, do y'all have a transportation director? You don't know? Okay. Aiden, do you have a transportation director at your house?
For Alice's birthday.
Okay. What about, do you have a personal dietitian? What about a fashion coordinator? A fashion coordinator. I mean, y'all look great, so I think you probably do. What about an interior designer. Do you have an interior designer at your house? What about a family historian? Do you have a family historian? Well, I'm pretty sure that we probably don't have any of these people at our house. I know I don't. But a transportation director, when you think about what that person does, they make sure that we get to school, that we get to our friends' houses, that we get to the store. They make sure that we get on the bus if we ride the bus. A personal dietitian makes sure, well, yes, then the transportation director makes sure you get in the car in the morning to get to school, or that you get in the car to go home. Precisely. Very good. Now, a personal dietitian is somebody who makes sure we have food. I don't know about y'all, but I like to eat. So, do you like to eat? Yeah. Aiden, do you like to eat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's pretty important. What about an interior designer? Do you like to have cool things in your room?
Yes.
Cool pictures? Cool, like a bedspread to keep you warm at night when you're in the bed.
I have a cool bed.
See, that's important. And a family historian, that's somebody who takes a lot of pictures and tells you about how things were when you were really little, and as you get older, helps you remember things that you might not remember. So we don't have lots of these individual people in our homes. But you know what we do have? We all have a mom. And you all have food, yes. But our moms kind of fill the role of all those people that I mentioned. Moms are really important, aren't they? As I don't know about y'all, but my house couldn't run without my mom, right? I'm pretty sure your house couldn't run without your moms. They're pretty special people, aren't they?
But I already have a mom.
I know you have a mommy. And she's pretty special, isn't she? You love your mommy? She has a blue dress. I'm sure she looks very pretty. So in the book of Proverbs in the Bible, in chapter 31 and verse 30, it says, "But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate." So our moms do a lot of things for us. All those things that I mentioned, they get us to school and to go shopping. They help make sure we have nice things and food. So our moms do a lot, and they should be rewarded for that. And if our mommies love God, which our moms do, then they'll be rewarded in heaven someday. Okay? So I want y'all to give mommy a special hug today at some point later and tell her Happy Mother's Day, okay?
I don't let my mom.
Okay.
My mom is asleep.
She's asleep. Well, that's okay. You can do it when you don't want. She looks up. Okay? All right, so let's pray over our mommies. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for each of these children here this morning, and I thank you so much for the families that they represent, especially their moms. And Lord, I just ask that you please be with these kids this week and their moms and their families, and bring us back here next week if it be your will. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I apologize for my coughing fits. I didn't have this problem until I got to church this morning, and I think the devil's trying to work on me because he knows I'm about to deliver some God's word, so he keeps triggering my cough. Sandy had a great idea. We have an extra beautiful hydrangea, and I would love for our oldest mother to receive that. I think we all know who that is. I think the athlete Mary Hamilton is our oldest mother here, if I'm understanding that correctly. If there's anyone that's older than Mary, I dare you to stand up. So can I get an approval to give her the other hydrangea?
Yeah.
You're what, 32, right? 31. I'm so sorry for giving you that extra year. It is a blessing to have our mothers here and to be able to honor them, because we know that they are God's gift. There's no doubt about it. As we go into our prayer request and praises, I would like to add a praise that someone sent me a God moment this week. And while they may not stand up and share it in church, and they may not feel the need to shout it from the rooftops, they chose to send it to me, and it was a blessing for me. And it was a blessing that they said that they were so honored and they were so thankful to the Lord to have sinner friends in their life. That's a God moment. That's an awesome, awesome God moment, not just for the person who sent it to me, but for us as a church. That someone recognizes that we are special to them. And that is an awesome thing, that we're ministering to people. We're reaching out to folks. We're touching folks. And that is a praise. That is an awesome praise. And so I'm just thankful for that. I'm thankful that the Lord has placed us as a church in just one person's life to help them grow in the Spirit and understand the Word. And I just needed it this week. Let's just say that. So I'm thankful for that person and thankful for that message. Are there any other praises this week? I know for our schools that time is winding down to get rid of the graduating class, and so I know teachers are getting excited and exhausted, ready for that to wind down and for kids to get out. It's a praise that they're making it to this point.
Tom, I just want to say what a blessing it was to attend the men's spring fling. I've not been before, so wasn't quite sure what to expect, but to see this church filled with men who have a heart for serving others was indeed a blessing, not only men of our congregation, but throughout our community. And so I just wanted to say praise God for men who, although it's Mother's Day, we expect mothers to be sensitive to other people's needs. Certainly men also gifted with that same blessing.
Amen, definitely so. It was a wonderful time. We had a room full of people, room full of godly men that want to serve others. It was great. Thank you, John. Any others? Any prayer requests this week? Any updates we need to give? I ask that you continue to pray for me as I get over this cough. The doctor says I'm not contagious and I'm not sick, so I just have to basically suck it up, buttercup, and ride out my time with this cough. So I want you to know that the devil is trying to play tricks on us and keep us from doing different things and ministering to other folks. So I ask that you lift up those who are struggling with that so that they can tell them to get behind me, say. Any spoken requests, I ask that you remember those, and that if you have one of those, that you lift it up to the Lord during this prayer time. This is your moment. This is your time that you can sit and quiet and you don't have to listen to me. You can just let God have it. Put it all in God's box. Let him take care of it for you. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we come to you again, and we're so thankful that we can come to you in prayer. We can come to you in silence. We can come to you in spoken word, that we can lay everything at the foot of the cross. Lord, you've heard the praises. Praise you, Lord. Thank you for that. Thank you for opening our eyes to the God moments. We lift you up. We lift your name in praise and thanksgiving. Lord, you know the prayer requests, and while not many were said, many are had. You know what's on our list. You know what has been spoken in the past. You know those who are hurting. You know the quiet ones. Take that need from them. Heal them in any way possible, physical, mental, emotional. Just place your hand of protection on them. Let them see your grace. Let them see the light inside of themselves so they can place it all to you. Lord, you created us to have a relationship with you. You created us to have a relationship with each other. And through our mothers, the blessings you've given our mothers, we can do that. We lift everyone up today. Every special mother, every special mom, every special woman who's played the role of mother, who's had that moment of touching a young person's life, whether it be through a classroom or through a Sunday school class, through a playground, or just simply being there. Lord, again, we come to worship you. We thank you for the many blessings you've given us, and we know that you'll continue to bless us if our eyes are focused on you. Help us see those moments in our lives as we go into your word. For it's in Jesus' name, your Son, who died for us, that we ask all these blessings and needs. Amen.
You know, you have those God moments that I keep talking about when you live in the same house as a woman, wonderful woman, and you talk about your day, and you talk about church, you talk about all kinds of things, but the one thing you don't talk about is your sermon on Sunday and the scripture. And
Proverbs 31 is exactly where we're going to be this morning. And that's what Whitney talked about in Children's Moments, unbeknownst to her, that I was going to talk about Proverbs 31, and we're going to focus on the exact verse that she mentioned to the children. So like I said, God moments are all around us. Well, all over the country, we're celebrating moms. And if you read the newsletter article that went out, and if you have not, there are some in the foyer that you can take with you. I talked about the role of mothers versus moms. Mothers are those people who fulfill that birthright, I guess is the best way of putting it. And moms are all the others who feel it when mother can't be there. And that may be a neighbor who takes you to school. Maybe, for me, it was my first bus driver, Inez Crawford, who, when I didn't get off the bus the first day of kindergarten, she took care of me until she found where I lived. And she took care of me for many, many years on bus 174 for those days after. And Bea Flynn, who took me to church when I was 8 or 9 or 10, and I said, I'm going to be a preacher one day. And didn't think much more about it. Well, I guess she knew what she was doing. Took me to an old Baptist church where men prayed out loud and people were on their knees, and it was a little bit scary. But I learned things about God that I didn't know. Those are moms. But mothers are those God-given, God-blessed women who in your life, they raise you. And I say raise you. It is not a physical raising. It can be, but it's more of this emotional, spiritual connection that causes you to grow. Not just that they feed and clothe you and all that and yell at you and that sort of thing. But it's just the connection. It's that person you can call no matter how old you are or how young you are or how hurt you are or how happy you are, how sleepy they are, and they still answer the phone. So today we lift up our mothers. Now the passage this morning, we're going to look at Proverbs 31. And I'm not going to detail the entire passage. I'm going to read the entire Proverbs 31, 10 through 31. But I'm not going to go line by line in every detail. But what this does is it's given us traits of a wife with a noble character. And it talks about her being a mother in here. So Proverbs chapter 31, starting with verse 10. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like merchant ships, bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still night. She provides food for her family and portions for her female servants. She considers a field and buys it out of her earnings. She plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. She sees that her training is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the staff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her beds, and she is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but the woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring praise at the city gate. There's just not enough time to go through every single line here of this scripture, but you can't read the end without reading the beginning. It just doesn't flow right. But we are going to look at some of the main ideas here, and we're going to look at a job description and what the requirements are of a true mother. Now, I work in human resources now at the sheriff's office, and I've been doing it for a few years, and so I look at job descriptions as something that we hold employees to. And when people apply for jobs, they read those descriptions to see if they match what maybe they want to apply for. Usually we list a general description which gives a summary of the position, and then we list the essential duties of the job. And this gives the employee kind of an idea of what's expected, what the job's exactly about, and kind of the overall picture of what they'll be doing. So today we're going to do just that. We're going to break the job of motherhood down like a job description. Now, I am not a mother, nor will I ever be, but I have some great examples around me. And I use those to write this. So here we go. The summary may say something like this. A person in this position will provide general oversight, acting as chief operations officer and other titles as deemed necessary. The person in this role is responsible for the overall well-being of others, ensuring a safe working environment. This person will also serve as a training coach for the newer members of the team. This person will need to be minimally knowledgeable in all aspects of the company, or at least be able to learn them within the first few years. This position requires flexibility in schedule and in duties. That's the summary. Now, the essential duties. Here's the list of essential duties required of a person in this position. Respond to any situation, emergency or non-emergency. Make quick decisions regarding the health and safety of other team members. Reconcile and provide guidance for the use of financial resources. Teach and train other team members in the overall mission of the company. Learn and apply knowledge gained through on-the-job experience when needed. Provide necessities for the continued operation and success of the team. Guide other team members for the improvement of the company. And review, discuss, and implement corrective action for poor team performance. Now that's a pretty good overview of the job of a mother. In a job posting, you can't list every single thing that's required, so you have to kind of be broad to cover all the aspects of the job. I have to thank you quite a few women who have been and are still qualified for this position. But I want to look at another position in the company. See how it lines up with this one. This position title is Chief Executive Officer. Some may call it the president of the company, maybe chairman of the board, or in this company, we call him God. Here's the summary of God's position. This position will provide general oversight, acting as chief operations officer and other titles as deemed necessary. The role is responsible for the overall well-being of others, ensuring a safe working environment. The position will also serve as a training coach for newer members of the team. The position will need to be minimally knowledgeable in all aspects of the company, or at least be able to learn them. This position requires flexibility in schedule and duties. Sound familiar? Sounds a lot like a mother's summary. And some of you may be looking at me a little sideways, but stay with me, I promise I'll bring it back around. Here's the essential duties. Respond to all situations, emergency and non-emergency. Make quick decisions regarding the health and safety of other team members. Reconcile and provide guidance for the use of financial resources. Teach and train other members in the overall mission of the company. Provide all necessities for the continued operation and success of the team. Guide other team members for the improvement of the company. Here's the hard one. Review, discuss, and implement corrective action for poor team performance. Now, wait a minute, Tommy. How can that be possible? The essential duties of a mother are pretty much the same as God's. Both positions have the same requirements, have the same summary and demands. What's the difference? That doesn't sound right. You can't say mothers are like God. That's blasphemy. We have the duties of both, but let's review the outcomes. Can a mother do all those essential duties? Can she respond to an emergency situation? Sure. Can a mother make quick decisions? Yep. Can they reconcile financial resources or tell you what to do with them? Oh, I'm pretty sure. Can they teach and train other members? Yeah. Can a mother learn? Sure. Apply knowledge through OJT? Oh, yeah. I think that's an ongoing thing. Can a mother provide necessities? Absolutely. Can they guide other team members for the improvement of the company? Sure. And definitely a mother can review, discuss, and implement corrective action with a myriad of options. So the answer is yes, they are the same job duties, but that can't be right. What are the distinguishing characteristics between a mother and God? If the job descriptions are the same, there needs to be some sort of difference to set them apart. So let me ask. Excuse me. Will a mother fulfill all of those duties completely and perfectly every time? No. Will God fulfill all of these completely and perfectly in His plan? Yes. There's your difference. That's where we separate the two. Is there a mother here who feels they got it all right? They made all the right decisions, gave the right advice every time, and did their job as a mother perfectly every single day? In looking at those essential duties, maybe you aren't able to respond to every situation with the right answer. Maybe you didn't make the right decision or provide enough guidance when needed or what you thought was needed. Maybe you didn't provide all the necessities. Guess what? That's okay. You don't have to be perfect. In our society today, we aren't very forgiving of each other. We expect everyone around us to do everything right all the time, but do we expect that of ourselves? How many times do we look around a restaurant at a mother whose child is screaming at the top of their lungs? Do we judge them? Sure we do. I want to take that youngin' out of here. Wish I'd feed him. What that youngin's doing out at 8 o'clock at night should be in the bed. Y'all know. Everybody's thought it and said it. We hold each other to a God standard when we will only ever achieve the standard of a sinner. We hold each other to a standard that we don't hold ourselves to. And that's unfair. But the best thing about our roles in this company of God's is that we aren't expected to be perfect. Mothers, you aren't going to have all the right answers. You aren't going to be able to protect your family all the time. You aren't going to know everything all the time. But God can, and God does. It is how we respond to our imperfections where God reveals Himself to us. If we go around here thinking we're perfect, then we have no use for God. It is in our imperfections that we can find God to be perfection. Maybe you've said, Lord, I'm a sinner and I'm not making the best decisions. Help me and lead me with my children. Lord, I'm struggling. I'm hurting. I don't know what to do. They're getting on my nerves. I'm running out of answers. I don't know what to do. I'm trying to be the best mother possible. Help me. It is in those moments that God shows you His perfection for you, that He shows you His love for you, that He will take control if you give it to Him. It is in our imperfections where if we're truly looking, we find His perfection. The wonderful thing about all this is if you're a mother who has a personal relationship with Christ, you're trying your best to fulfill those duties. You are doing as much as you can do. You're getting up early. You're making sandwiches. You're slinging food. You're slinging lunch boxes. You're working two jobs. You're praying. You're loving. That's God inside of you working. Look back at our scripture this morning. As we look at this list of descriptions in these verses, that's a heck of a woman. A Proverbs 31 woman is a heck of a woman. But guess what? She'll fall. She'll fail. She'll stumble. and that's okay. Nowhere does it say that she has to do everything perfectly each and every time. Look at the last part of verse 30. It's very important. A woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. A woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. It doesn't say a perfect woman who fears the Lord. It doesn't say a perfect church lady. It doesn't say the perfect committee member. It doesn't say the perfect anything. A woman. A fallen woman. A stumbling woman. A hurting woman. A crying woman. A successful woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. It is that of God inside her that gives her strength and causes her to be blessed. That is the compensation for godly mothers. Honor her for all her hands have done, and let her works bring praise to the city gate. It's a combination of faith and works. Honor and praise. Aren't those the same thing we bring to God as His children? Honor and praise. Mothers, I want you to reflect on your job and your essential duties. Maybe you look back and find areas that you can improve on. I've asked that question this weekend. Do you think you did it right? I've asked it of a couple folks, and the answer is immediately no. Have a lady at work who's struggling with her children. She's a single mother now, and she's saying, I can't do it all. She comes to me, and we pray, and we talk. She says, I'm broken, I'm flawed, I don't know what to do, there's so much expected of me. But yet all she does is say, Lord, help me. And she does the best she can. Each of us in this room can do that in our lives, and we find those weaker moments. We don't have to be right all the time, because we won't be. Remember what I said earlier, it's in our imperfections that we can find God to be perfection. The greatest thing we have is a Lord who is perfect. And if we listen, He will lead us to an eternal life of perfection. Think about this. None of us would be here if it wasn't for our mothers. None of us would be here if it wasn't for our mothers. Even more so, none of us would be here if it wasn't for our God. I find it no coincidence that women are the vessels for a life created in the image of God. That is a powerful position, trusted to a wonderful creation. Understand this, dads, husbands, and kids. It is that of God in her. Mothers, God-fearing mothers, listen up. It is that of God inside of each of you that drives you to fulfill your essential duties to the best of your ability. And in doing so, you bring praise, honor, and glory to the Lord. You bring it before the throne of the perfect one who died for our imperfections. A mother gives us the closest example of Christ's love that our minds and hearts can fathom. I found this quote. It was written in the 19th century about the noble career of motherhood. It doesn't have a name. It just said it was written 19th century by anonymous. There is no career more noble than that of a motherhood at its best. There are no possibilities greater, and in no other sphere does failure bring more serious penalties. To attempt this task unprepared and untrained is tragic, and its results affect generations to come. But, on the other hand, there is no higher height to which humanity can attain than that occupied by a converted, heaven-inspired, praying mother. You're here today and there are barriers in place between the relationship with your mother or your relationship with the Lord. Today is the day for reconciliation. Today is where it starts. Whatever drama is going on between you and your mom, or you and your child, or you and your God, today is the day it goes away. Today you pray. Maybe there are times that the essential duties weren't fulfilled. Kids, you know, maybe you say, well, I didn't have this, or I didn't have that, or they didn't do this, or they severely hurt me. Today is the day you ask for forgiveness of that debt. Today you lay it at the foot of the cross. Today we honor and praise our mothers and their imperfections because God created them. He chose them. He chose them to help carry out his mission of creating disciples for his kingdom. What an honor. But what a job. And he created us knowing we were imperfect. But more importantly, today and every day, we honor and praise our perfect God, our wonderful Lord and Savior, for loving each one of us unconditionally, without fail, in our imperfections, forever.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tommy. We'd all stand and sing our last hymn, A Christian Home, hymn number 538, verses 1 and 2.
Special women in our lives, and we lift them up to you, not just today, but every day. Lord, help us remember their roles in our lives, and those who are with you at the right hand, Lord, we lift them up in memory. Let us be blessed, Lord. Protect us and guide us and give us direction as we go out and spread the message of the cross throughout the world. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Happy Mother's Day.